Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to see, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle. 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to contact us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice in nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com. have Josh Bernstein, and of course his website is Patreon, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. And Josh, we have lots to talk about today. Let's rock and roll, because we've got everything from the left going haywire to the environment maniacs with their so-called non-new Green Deal and lots of other things to talk about. So let's get going.
Yeah, look, the first thing we ought to do is we ought to give about 1,000 pounds of Taco Bell to about 10 cows plus Rosie O'Donnell, and lock them all in a room with Alexandria Occasional Cortex in a room without any windows, just as punishment for introducing her silly Green Deal. You know, the whole entire thing cannot work. It's impossible to work. You're talking about something, if it was fully implemented, would cost anywhere between $18 and $37 trillion. That is more wealth than the countries of Germany, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and I believe Belarus combine, according to the stuff that I have researched. They want to get rid of air travel completely. They want to go to only trains. They want to regulate cow farts, as I mentioned earlier. What else do they want to do? I mean, they want to give people $1,000 a month in income, whether they want a job or not. So in other words, even if you don't want to work, we still want you to be dependent on the government. This woman is dangerous, her party is dangerous, and it's about time we label these crazies as part of a terrorist organization.
Yeah, I call it a form of geopolitical terrorism. Just look, it killed 250 million people in the 20th century communism, which is otherwise called socialism. It's not. It's total state control and property ownership of everything. It destroys innovation, it destroys the economy, and all you're left is a gruel class struggling to stay alive.
Right? Insane. It's what they want to do is absolutely insane. It would bankrupt this nation to the point where we would become Venezuela overnight if this was fully implemented. And who are these 2020 candidates that are literally signing on the dotted line saying that they agree with her and then saying the deficits don't matter? What do you mean deficits don't matter? Are you listening to yourself? It's impossible to do what you want to do unless you bankrupt the nation, charging people 90% tax rates. And even that's not enough. Honestly, it's not. 90%'s not enough. Not even close with the amount of stuff that they want to do. So it's just ridiculous. These people are absolutely asinine, and they need to be put in their place.
Yeah, you know what it is 250% of our income wouldn't be enough for what these maniacs want to do. They would spend beyond. They would just say, just print more money. Well, in Venezuela, you can actually have to get something like 25 pounds of bolivars to buy one roll of toilet paper. I guess that's what they want. They want it so they want the dollar so useless, it's better to wallpaper an outhouse or wipe your ass with it rather than use it for currency. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And look what they did in, what was it, I think it was San Bernardino, California, Stockton, California, I think it's the town. You would know you're in California there. They just gave, the mayor there gave $500 a month stipend for people that live in I believe, Stockton, California, a city, by the way, that already went bankrupt from bad management back in 2012 and 2013. So, look, handing out money to people that are never going to work to earn that money is a recipe for disaster. I don't know where these people are coming from. I don't know why they're continuing to do this.
What they want to do is they want to turn the human race into cyber pets. So when your iPhone and cyborgs 10 or 20 years from now get smarter than people, they want us to be petted and kept in small micro apartments and fed their allotted amount of gruel with no ownership of property or any private vehicles anymore. That's what they want. They were turning the human race into cyber pets.
Yeah, this is the tiny house era. You know, where they want these little tiny houses, these little bungalows, because they think they're better for the environment and they're more efficient.
A human
Meanwhile,
cage.
You know, yeah, like a human cage, exactly. I mean, that's what you would find in the bunks, if you will, in Ireland and in other European countries where they line them up like sardines. It's crazy, like little row houses. That's what they want. They want socialism in row houses. No, thank you.
Yeah. I think that people like Ocasio-Cortez need to be seized and put in a mental institution and all the other Democrats that support them. And that includes Bernie Sanders, who thinks his idea of socialized medicine works. I work in socialized medicine. It kills people. It destroys innovation. It persecutes people to try to find the real cause of illness and intervene with fractions of the cost. That's why they want fee-for-service. Remember, ideally, a healthcare system should be inexpensive, access to anyone because it's so cheap, and allows you to write it off against your taxes. I already provide the documents to people who want to get a hyperbaric chamber of supplements or a QRS mat or Lumen Photon so they can write it off against their taxes. There's no need to have big government involved. Yeah, I want big government out of my bedroom, I want them out of my bathroom, and I want them out of my vitamin closet. I think it's ridiculous.
Exactly. It's completely ridiculous.
And having some bureaucrat who knows nothing, I mean, it's bad enough dealing with dumb doctors who are dangerous or evil or just greedy in my business, let alone to get politicians like Ocasio-Cortez, who, as you said, occasional cortex, who hasn't even read the Green New Deal. There's nothing new about this. I knew about this 50 years ago when I was a member of Greenpeace, working out in the oceans before I went even in medicine in 73. This is nothing new about this. This is old. This is the old Green Deal. You know something's green? Rotting human flesh turns green after it goes past the fourth day. You turn green when you rot.
That's what it is.
That's the Green Deal.
Flesh deal.
Yeah,
yep,
rotting flesh
deal. It's the rotting flesh deal.
It's ridiculous. And if you want to worry about the environment, I'll tell you what you need to do. Stop polluting the oceans. That's easy to do. Don't worry about the jet fuel and so on because you need carbon dioxide to make oxygen. So recycle everything, which is easy to do. We have these new type high temperature engines. They've researched in places like Israel and elsewhere where you can take material and completely recycle it. Those are logical environmental things to do. Don't have more plastic in the ocean than fish. And don't put pollution out into the atmosphere. Scrub it like our scrubbers now compared to look at cities like L.A. The air quality is so much better. When I went and looked at a job back in 1977 at UCLA, the pollution was ridiculous in Santa Monica and L.A. Now it's way, way better. It's a matter of technology. If you want to have cleaner cities and cleaner area, well, then do have things like high-speed rail and have cleaner cars. But the idea that you have to take away someone's autonomous vehicle, your vehicle, or that you want to take away people's property, and anybody who's a billionaire and innovator, you're going to take away their property and somehow they're going to make everybody else better? No. It'll make everybody poor, won't it?
Yeah, and look, I mean, you know, we've taken steps to energy independence by opening up the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR, in the tax cut bill. Being able to explore here in America, I mean, you know, you look at places like Colorado that's had a resurgence. You look at places like South Dakota that is also doing fantastic. North Dakota, you know, these are great states that are leading the way in energy efficiency
exploration. I see Trump is doing a lot of good things. He's doing a few bad ones. But I want to get some talking points out here, and I'd like you to respond of things I call the post-SOTU or State of the Union Solutions summaries to give to POTUS, our president. One for border. Put a Bracero 2 work program. Bus people from their home country after you vet them to make sure they're not criminals. Put a tracker anklet on them. Keep half their wages until they return home. Syria. Put drones, robot, remote warriors, and preemptive destruction of their infrastructure, jam communications, and interdiction of recruits to the EU, Canada, Britain, USA at Muslim mosques by having somebody monitor. And if a mom is trying to recruit second, third generation to become terrorists, arrest them, deport them, and get them to close down the damn mosque. North Korea, humanitarian food aid tied to trade schools that are portable, on-site special forces disassembly of nukes and missiles. Stop sitting down and negotiating with Kim. Just do it. No deal with China until they take in writings, declare hands-off North Korea. Russia, Grenada, denuke the damn island and put Putin and oligarchs on notice by seizing all their freaking bank accounts. And remove those missiles from Kaliningrad aimed at every square inch of Europe. China, multilateral nuke trade treaty with Russia, China, and North Korea, and anybody else who wants nukes. And remove short and intermediate range hypersonic cruise missiles around the world. Share Earth missile defense. In other words, nobody can use a missile against each other, against EMP weapons or whatever. And that would solve that problem. A trade deal with China only after they agreed to all these other things. As far as I'm concerned, China is a rogue nation, so is Russia, but there are potential enemies. We can get them to come to the table. I would just seize the damn bank accounts of the PLA members and the oligarchs in Russia. I'd put a stop to the buggers. Then they actually can sit at the table and we can get something worked out. But right now, Trump is just screwing around. As far as I'm concerned, he needs to be more Trumpian, and he'll go well beyond 52% because the Democrats are committing geopolitical hara-kiri. As far as I'm concerned, the Democrats are so far left now and over the edge, they all belong in a booby hatch. They belong in a psych ward with a shot of antipsychotic in their ass and a posy jacket in a padded room. They're nuts. They're clinically insane. And that's saying from a doctor who's worked in psych wards and so on. I'm going to tell you, clinically, Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, these Democrats are freaking nuts. There's nothing there. There's not, to be honest with you, we should not be dialoguing with them. They need to be in a psych ward. They're crazy.
Yeah, many of them are, especially their policies and the things that they believe in. I mean, they're not the Democratic Party anymore. I mean, is a hardcore, radical communist Marxist ideology that is
I have two new names for them. I call them demon crap or demon rats. Either way, it works, doesn't it?
Well, you know what it is? They're satanic, and they're demonic, and they're evil. I mean, they support killing a baby on its one-day birthday. I mean, it's really sick when you think about it. It's not about pro-life or pro-choice. It's about murder, and that's what they're doing, and it's so sick that they would do this. And, you know, anyone that says, and I've had a couple of people saying, oh, it's not true, they're not really doing it, and this and that. And I said, well, wait a minute. I read the bill in New York, okay? In the past, a doctor and a patient could discuss ending the pregnancy at late-term abortion levels if, A, the mother's life was in danger, which, by the way, it's less than 1.5%.
No, no, it doesn't occur.
That reason.
It doesn't occur.
Right.
Let me explain. As a doctor who's done abortions, it doesn't occur. Okay?
Oh, my God, you have?
I have done abortions, okay, as my part of my residency, and I repented of it. And I can tell you, people need to know, we have jigsaw babies where we put the pieces together. If we leave a part in, the mother bleeds to death or dies of infection. So anybody who says there's justification for abortion, whether the mother's, even if the mother's got cancer, if you take the baby out, she's going to die really fast. If you leave the baby in, her immune system fights the cancer. I'm going to tell you, there's no indications for this bill. This is pure astral sacrifice of babies to the god Moloch. And their demonic entity with the ectoplasm of dead babies, okay? They don't want even a valve in women so they couldn't get pregnant. No, no. They want an astral sacrifice or body parts. They're recycling these body parts to even make genetically engineered mice for medical experiments. They're putting the body parts back into adults, into people, actually just like this blood thing where young people are donating blood to give to old farts. $8,000 or $10,000 a pack.
I did a story on that last week.
So what you got to understand here, there's no scientific or medical justification when they say 0.5%, 1% bullshit. Bullshit, okay? Excuse my English.
Yeah.
There's no indication for it at all, ever. And that's from a qualified doctor who knows what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you right now, this is plain astral druidic sacrifice. For example, most people don't know this, but the Star of David is not the Star of David. The State of Israel was not put by a star. That's the Star of Ashtoreth, a Canaanite sacrificial goddess where, unfortunately, Solomon introduced by bringing all these apostate wives in from all these Canaanite areas and Jebusites and whatever. And they did human sacrifice back then. What they do is they have lascivious sex on a new moon druidic ceremony. 9 months later, if they didn't have a baby to sacrifice to Moloch on the owl's arms, open coals, they would put a proxy called sweet bread to the Queen of Heaven, which is like a gingerbread baby, boy and girl. People don't know this stuff. This is actual Hebrew history, because I'm a Hebrew. I have Kohanim and Jewish blood. I'm going to tell you, I'm sick and tired of people disrespecting the people of the book, Israel. And I want them to understand that we need to reform ourselves, including the state of Israel, and not tolerate BS. What's going on right now is, by the way, in Israel, you wouldn't be able to get away with this kind of stuff. I don't think they have late-term abortion. You know there's only 7 nations on earth that do late-term abortions, and America's communist
7.
China and other evil places. It's sickening.
Yeah, why would we want to be associated with those other countries, exactly?
Yeah, why would we want to even be in the same class as these atheistic, godless, goddamn countries? Excuse my English. It's really aggravating that we tolerate the murdering of babies. And by the way, socialist countries murder adults, too. Both of my parents were terminated in Canada without calling me the doctor in the family. They called my brother to get the okay because of their terminal state. But I know lots of innovative ways to save people. And you know what? I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty. I'm going to tell you, socialist healthcare will kill you. rations things out and kills you for a certain age or certain conditions or too expensive to keep you alive. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patent form for 5-methylfolate, as herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Josh, we're coming back. I'm going to make a kind of a prophetic statement. You're Hebrew. I'm Hebrew and Jewish and Kohanim. And I'm going to tell you, people out there, whether you're a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or a transhumanist, whatever, you can't poke God in the eye with a needle and kill his children and get away with it. Bye-bye, New York and any states that pass these kind of laws. Bye-bye, politicians that think you're going to get away with this. And the electorate is going to start to charge the other way. You're going to see a walk-away movement from the Democrats. You're just going to see a number of people in the independents bolt and go toward Trump. Now, Trump needs to smarten up, too. There's things he's doing. A lot of the people around him, to me, are evil, globalists, including on the right. But I think Trump's heart is in the right place. He's not a racist. He wants America to prosper. But he needs good advisors. He needs people like Mano y Mano. He needs to talk to Josh Bernstein and Deagle and others like John W. Spring to try to know about what's going on in Venezuela. And he needs to take action. And to be honest with you, he doesn't need the damn Democrats in the House. He should ignore them. I don't think that having a dialogue with Nancy Pelosi and Schumer is of any positive benefit whatsoever. I think he should ignore them. She sat in the background there making faces while he was doing the State of the Union address. I thought it was disgusting, all those people in white who wouldn't stand up for things that required and should have had a standing ovation, but they didn't. It was absolutely mind-boggling these people consider themselves American when their actions are all anti-American. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that was the last time we saw that many Democrats dressed in white was the 1960s, and they had pointy hats on. Look, bottom line is, I think the entire thing was disgusting. The display of the, you know, the white solidarity movement. It was supposed to mean women's suffrage, but you know what? Women are not suffering, certainly not suffering under the Trump economy. When you have women unemployment at the lowest amount that it's been in 65 years, 11.6 million women now are the owners of small businesses, whether brick and mortar or online. Women are doing fantastic, doubling the tax credit so they can take care of their children. Women are doing fantastic. They are not rolling back anything. They are not suppressed. It's absolutely disgusting to see, you know, these freshman Democrats. And I don't even like calling them Democrats because they're not Democrats. This is not the Democratic Party. This is a hard left, communist, radical, Marxist party now. And it's nothing to do with democracy. It has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with tolerance. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. This is a hardcore Marxist, you know, Lenin, Stalinist, you know, type of party now. And that's it. That's all you have is that and a Democrat-Republican party. And I mean that in a way that the Republican Party is really not that conservative anymore. So they're kind of like, you know, an intermediate party. They're kind of like a moderate Democrat party. They're like the conservative Democrats of maybe the 70s and 80s. That's what they are the equivalent to. So you don't even have a Republican Party anymore. You don't have a Democrat Party anymore. You have a moderate, maybe conservative Democrat Party and an outright Marxist, radical, leftist, Stalinist party. That's it, America. That's your choices. That's how far they have gone to the left in both parties, I might add.
Yeah, and by the way, that's why we have people like the Speaker the Speaker of the House now. He stabbed Trump in the back. Look at even the head of the Senate. And he's, you know, constantly not backing up Trump on various issues, isn't he?
Right. No, look, you know, Mitch McConnell's been a disaster in a lot of ways. Yeah, he got a couple of judges through. Yeah, big deal. You know what? Bottom line is he dropped down from 60 to 51. If he would have dropped down to 51, we would have had the wall funded through Congress already and not be dealing with all this and shutdowns and you know, states of emergency and all this other stuff that could possibly be going down the pike. Bottom line is If the Democrats were in control and the Republicans were in the minority in the Senate, you know damn well Harry Reid or Chuck Schumer or anybody
else
would drop down the 51 votes immediately to pass a left-wing, radical Marxist president's agenda.
Well, this Friday is my birthday, and on my birthday present is Trump is going to state a national emergency. And when he does it, he's going to build a wall and stop people overstaying their visas, and he's going to actually increase the number of ICE bids, not decrease it like the dumb Democrats want to decrease them. How crazy, in the middle of negotiations about building barriers and cyber barriers and things for interdiction and better ways of vetting these people, the dumb Democrats want to get rid of ICE agents and beds? How crazy is that?
I know. They're just insane. They have no grasp of reality of what, you know, a secure nation is supposed to look like. And again, it's because the Democrats and their thought process is, we need more voters. We don't care if they're MS-13 members. We don't care if they're, you know, Sinaloa cartel members. Hell, we don't care if they're ISIS fighters. We just want to make sure they have a D in front of their name when they come to the voting booth. That's the bottom line. And you know what? If a couple Americans, a couple of pesky Americans get killed in the process, so what? It's collateral damage. That's what these people think. And if they didn't think that, then they'd be securing the border.
Right.
I mean, how else can you think of it any other way?
I don't understand it. To me, it's very un-American. It's like, are you kidding? We're the best nation in the world, and they're ripping it to shreds. It's like, you know, people committing Harry Carey or suicide. They're literally, it's nuts. It's like, when you see someone downtrodden, there's no reason why America should permit this kind of thing in the public's domain called politics. I think the Democratic Party needs to be destroyed and rebuilt from the bottom. I think the Republican Party needs to get its soul because it's split. We got people like Chuck Schumer that says it's okay to not back up Trump when he should have moved down to 51 and passed the wall and done it. Now Trump has to go to, you know.
You mean McConnell?
McConnell. I mean, he has to move to go critical and say, now we're going to have to declare a state of national emergency and all the negative sides of that. I mean, and then, of course, the courts, like the Ninth Circuit Court, will try to see if they could stop him, you know.
Right, this, they will, this is, temporarily.
And they'll temporarily try to stop him, but I think he'll proceed anyway. To be honest with you.
But see, the thing is, why go through that? I honestly, the best thing would be to try to figure out how to get this done through Congress. I hate to say that, but it's true. Because, you know, with the court system, they're going to go, first thing, what they're going to do immediately is they're going to go to the Ninth Circuit Court of Schlemiels. That's the first thing they're going to do if he files the state of emergency. And they're going to try to get an immediate injunction from the Ninth Circuit. Likely, they're going to win that injunction. Then what happens from there? Then you're going to have eminent domain lawsuits. Then you're going to have World Wildlife Fund preservation lawsuits. Then you're going to have, you know, zoning issues. Then you're going to have, you know, eminent domain and all the property rights issues and all these other things that are going to try to slow this down. You see, the Democrats know that they can't stop it completely, but they don't care to stop it. They just want to drown out the clock. They want to pull the cord on the wall long enough so that they can install some Marxist-Leninist into the presidency, and we'll never have the wall. That's what their end game is.
It's not to stop the wall.
It's to stall the wall.
Stall the wall, exactly. The other thing is, if this happens, either Trump is gone in 2020, which is unlikely. He's likely to re-win. But what they're looking at is 2024. If Trump's gone and there's not a replacement that's a Republican that's like Trumpian in his viewpoints, we're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military. Because if the Democrats get in with somebody like Beto O'Rourke or Ocasio-Cortez or Warren or Bernie Sanders Claus, we're really in deep, deep trouble. People don't realize
Be civil war at that point. Honestly, it will be. Because I'm not going to live in a country that is a socialist nation. I know that you're not. And I know that over 85 to 90 million other gun owners in this country, they're not willing to live in socialism either.
No.
So, unfortunately, they're going to force us to make some choices and decisions, shall we say, to preserve liberty and freedom, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, right-wing watch will try to make more of it. The fact is we want the voter box to be effective and the witness box to be effective so that we don't have to resort to the cartridge box, right?
I mean, look, you know, we want to solve things politically, of course. But the bottom line is, if you come after our guns, if you try to silence our speech, if you try to tax us and our families into oblivion, if you try to make us poor and indentured servants to the government, we're going to fight back. And when we fight back, we're not going to fight back nicely.
Yeah, I'll tell you what will happen. If those things happen in 2024 or beyond, we'll march on the capitals, we'll seize and arrest with a military-style tribunal all the politicians and the people that side with them, we'll put them in prison, and if they're serious enough crimes, they'll be executed. And we'll not, and we'll bring a return to the constitutional republic we have. And the citizenry will rise up, and you'll never put us down. That's why when Trump says we'll never be a socialist country, socialism is akin to communism. There's no difference. And it means euthanasia, right. Infanticide, poverty, no middle class, total dependence on the state. And if the state can't provide food for you, tough on you. That's what the state does. That happened in the Soviet Union. This country, they are in seven time zones. Do you think they should have been starving? How many Russians do you think died? Their population now has collapsed now to the point where their fertility rate is so low it's ridiculous. They can't replace their population. And Russia, if it hadn't been gone through this...
It's happening everywhere. It's happening in Australia. It's happening all over Western Europe. It's happening in Canada. Everywhere. I mean, the birth replacement fertility rates are really plummeting in these Western countries, including ours. And if we start
what would you say the main causes in the culture? I'm going to point off what I see as the main culture. Abortion's number one.
Absolutely, abortion.
Number two, young people are saddled with so much debt and toxins. They're not maturing properly. They have delayed adolescence, so their fertility rates are low. 26% of couples are functionally sterile. And also, their delayed adolescence. We have a culture also that saddles them with so much student loan and other debts that they can't ever have a family. And then we have a form of toxic masculinity and toxic femininity. These are... And to be honest with you, their behavior is not normal.
The number one reason is abortion. The number two reason is feminism, homosexuality, transgender, all the social, sexual perversion. That's definitely adding to it. And then, I guess you could say the economic statute reasons and financial reasons.
The social
really
attack by the...
66 million new potential human beings since Roe v. Wade.
Right, and not only that, look what they've done to black and other couples. They make sure the woman can may have serial babies from different guys, many of them in prison. They're paying honor payments while they're in prison. So one guy might have 20 or 30 children, and he's getting honor payments from their mama from Social Security checks, but the social services doesn't want a man in the house, especially whether they're married or not. They don't want a father there, so they want a kid that grows up with violence, and they may have genetic predisposition because of their mitochondrial DNA, which increases the risk if you're black, if you don't have a father around the home to teach you how to behave like a decent male, you're going to become a gang member. What do they think is going to happen?
Yeah, look, many of these kids in the inner cities, the only father figure or role model they've ever had was their gang leaders, and that's really sad to think. You know, there's an absolute holocaust going on in the black communities in the inner working cities of America. I mean, these people are having children.
All
run by Democrats. I mean, look at a city like Detroit, Michigan, that's had seven Democratic mayors in a row since the 1950s, since like 1953 or 4. They've had nothing but Democratic mayors, one right after another. And look at Detroit. Look at how bad it is. They sell houses for $1 just to get rid of them in certain areas. A couple of years ago, they were going to create a zombie theme park in areas outside of Detroit where all these abandoned homes and dilapidated buildings are. I mean, that's just how bad things are.
Right. By the way, that's where I was born, in Detroit. And when I was born in 1952, the economy was the strongest and the highest wages in the country were paid in Detroit to people working in the oil and gas or the auto industry. And since the Democrats took over, they've absolutely completely destroyed. Look at Chicago. What a damn mess. Run by Democrats.
See, that's why I don't understand how the labors and the unions, you know, support the Democrats, because the Democrats always ruin their business, and they've always ruined the auto industry, and they've ruined, you know, all the other industries that they're involved with. So to me, that makes sense.
I figure the technique is what's called the anti-Midas touch. Instead of turning to gold, everything turns to horse manure.
Right.
As soon as they touch it, it turns to horse manure. Oh, man, it smells bad. The Democrats touched it, that's why. Pretty good,
exactly.
Hey? Horse manure. The anti-Midas touch.
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again. to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, Josh, you and I are basically looking at this soberly, and it's shocking to think that there's people that call themselves human beings that are so out of touch with reality, so illogical, so power-hungry, so evil. They do things to destroy the environment and the human race. It's disgusting. It makes you even repent of being a human being sometimes when you think, are these people my brothers and sisters? Whoa.
Right.
How can this be? Okay. But, you know, you see it down through history, even in ancient Israel, when they had God's blessing, they walked away and got judgment for it and were even cast out of the country. People don't understand. You can't behave like this and have an economy. For example, 90% of the new jobs 10 years from now haven't been invented yet, but there are going to be people like me and people like Jeff Bezos and people that are smart, are willing to work their butt off, are going to invent the future. If you don't have a middle class, you don't have a future, do you?
No, you don't, because that's what is the lifeblood, that is the driving force, that is the heartbeat of every nation. I mean, if you don't have a thriving, you know, class of people that are creating the jobs, a private sector that is robust, then how can that engine of, you know, the economy continue to roar ahead? It can't, because the government cannot create jobs and they cannot create wealth. And it's amazing. These people think that somehow they can. They can't. It is impossible.
You know what Ocasio Cortez does? And obviously she was raised with money. She gets mommy's and daddy's credit cards and she goes spending crazy. She thinks there's no end to money and there's no problem with debt. Is she out of her mind? Did you see what's happening to Venezuela? They're sitting on
She said we can't worry about the debt. That's what she said.
Right.
We can't
worry about the debt. Look at Venezuela. You have more boulevards than you can buy toilet paper down there. People are starving. They're leaving the country and willing to work a day's wages in adjacent countries so they don't starve to death. People don't understand socialism kills. Kills. It kills the unborn. It kills the elderly. It kills anybody that doesn't have access to new innovative care. It kills the economy. It kills food supply. It kills production of any new products. It's dangerous. Don't people know that?
Yeah, look, I mean, honestly, I would love to raise money for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Crazy Cortex, whatever, and I would like to buy her a plane ticket to Caracas.
One way.
If you really believe in the policies that you're preaching and that you're talking about, then please go to Venezuela. I will pay for your ticket. Just reach out to the Josh Bernstein Show at gmail.com, and I will pay for your ticket. Go now. And you know what? That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to put that out there publicly, because this woman is dangerous. I want her out of the country.
Yeah, and not only that, look at all the rest of the Democrats. Unfortunately, the majority of the Democratic Party, there's a small number of blue dot conservative Democrats. Most of them are not. The vocal ones now, the majority of the people running for 2020, they're nutballs that follow like a little puppy following the smell of the BS that's being dropped by the rear end of
Ocasio-Cortez. They're the most extreme members. This class of Democrats that would be running for office are the most fringe, extreme people to have ever run for high office ever in the history of the United States.
Yeah. They need to be ignored. The public basically
totally
should say,
need to be ignored.
They need to be ignored. We need to not give them an airtime or anything. People need to realize, yes, we need to reduce the amount of plastic in the ocean and the amount of pollution coming in over smokestacks, but we're good at that. We've already reduced it so much it's crazy. The idea that somehow America is going to do something that even if, let's say, industry was a factor, Russia, China, anybody else isn't going to do it. Do they think it's going to reduce the temperature of Earth? We're going to turn to Venus, to Venus, and lead will melt? No. The fact is, their model is completely crazy, and it's not scientifically valid. And they keep on quoting that they have all the scientific data, and there's no room for discussion. No. They need to shut up and stop lying about the fact that they've manipulated the data. I have Dr. Tim Ball back on in a few weeks, who's a climatologist being sued by the IPCC, because he is a scientist, and he's a top climatologist, and he proves that they're full of crap. So have I proved that they're full of crap. And they don't. Yeah. We don't need to tolerate them anymore. We need to silence the buggers. They're tied to the United Nations. They're tied to ICLEI. They're tied to these globalist maniacs that want power, and they want population reduction. They don't want to just get rid of carbon dioxide. They want to get rid of carbon units. That's us. They want to kill 90% of us.
Here's the thing. I hope that when these Democrats are going to be debating, which unfortunately I'm going to have to watch because I'm going to have to report on it, I want to see CNN and MSNBC and ABC and NBC and CBS and even Fox for that matter, I want to see them ask one question to every single one of these Democrats. And that one question, how are you going to pay for it? I want to see that. I want them on the spot when they talk about these wonderful rose-colored scenarios of no pollution and everyone's got a job and everybody's working and there's health care for everyone. Great. How you gonna pay for it? That's all I want to know. Who's going to have the integrity to ask that question?
Well, here's another question. I saw the system in Canada, and doctors and nurses and so on were indentured slaves to a healthcare system where they controlled us. And the fee-for-service system means if you have any innovative treatments not under a fee-for-service code, you not only can lose your license, you can lose your economy to even run, be able to keep your office open. So if you don't do exactly what the government and the state says, because you're now a white-coated spitznaz officer in the socialist state of Canada or Europe, wherever the hell it is, people have to understand you have an indentured class of healthcare workers, but by the way, you don't have pensions. In Canada, you can work your butt off until you're 70. You still don't get a pension. If you haven't saved enough money, you're tough out of luck, buddy, lady or guy. The fact is, it's an evil damn system. They make indentured slaves, and they say that my work as a doctor is everybody else's right. No, it isn't. And they don't even give them pensions, even like teachers get a pension. They give them nothing.
Right.
Do you know that? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's just amazing, how can you be this mathematically inept? You know, you either are lying on purpose to trick people, which many of these people are doing, or you're just a mathematical dunce because the numbers don't add up. You cannot take 2 + 2 and turn it into 5 or 3.5. It's always going to be 4. But yet the Democrats want to convince everybody that it's 5 or 3.5. And you can't. It just doesn't work mathematically.
It doesn't add.
They're using a mathematical system that we don't know about.
It's called the imaginary number system. Do you like that?
Yeah, it is. It truly is.
And people think it's good. It's like, have they not learned the lessons of the 20th century, killing 250 million people? Damn it.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
It's just sickening.
It's like, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, you think about it and you say to yourself, you know, these people are so against wealth, and that's why they don't have any wealth. Because all they're doing is, it's a double-edged, if you take from the rich, you give the rich less incentive. If you take from what you've gotten from the rich and you give it to the poor, you make the poor more dependent. So nobody wins. It's a no-win situation for society.
Right.
Because the rich get less incentivized to continue to create wealth, and the poor are less incentivized to work for themselves because they're dependent on the rich's money.
And what do you mean, just like these students are being told, Ocasio-Cortez's plan, I see Andrews here, students all about the New Deal, then find out what's in it. What's in it is you're an indentured slave, you have no private property, you never own a vehicle, you never own a home, you'll be in a state-sponsored housing project that'll be run. The food you eat will be totally under their control, including containing toxins and other crap. You won't see steak anymore because they've killed all the cows, so they won't fart anymore into the air. I mean, it's just nuts. It's so nuts, it's like a nightmare. It's like, excuse me, do you want to enter this nightmare? Really?
Yeah, it really is. The Ocasio nightmare. That's what it is. Instead of Alice Cooper, Alice Cortez. Welcome to my nightmare. I'm Alice Cortez.
Alice's occasional cortex nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah. And when you look in her eyes, you could say, you're manic. You're psychotic. Then she says she hasn't read the New Deal. It's like, you're pushing it. Everybody else is pushing you to push the New Deal. There's nothing new about it. I knew about this stuff back in the 70s. You can actually look at the dates. We talked about some of the stuff with Last Hour with Deborah Tavares. Most of the stuff goes back 50 years. There's nothing new about it, is there?
No, there's not. It's all recycled garbage. It's things that they have been debunked and have been proven to be false and cannot be workable plans from years and years and years ago. And, you know, I don't understand. It's like, how do these people look at socialism and say, well, let's see, it's failed in every single country it's ever been tried in, but yet it's going to work here. No, it's not. It's going to fail again.
Exactly.
Amazing. Just amazing. It's failed in every country. It's never worked because eventually you run out of other people's money. And when the makers have no more money to give to the takers, it's the takers that then riot, and it is the takers that then start a revolution. Because unfortunately, many times, the makers are the conservatives. The makers are the, you know, the producers, the ones that are more civil and the ones that aren't going to start, going to violence. But it's when those makers are being taxed to death and they can't provide for the takers, it's the takers that will start a revolution because they're not getting their money. They're not getting their handouts. They're not getting their government checks. They're not getting their this and their that and their health care and this and that. So once they've been promised all that stuff and they're not getting it, guess what? They're the ones that are going to start a revolution. We'll finish it.
Right. Well, yeah, that's definitely going to happen, isn't it?
It could. It could. I hope and pray that the American people are intelligent and smart enough to realize the left game.
Well, here's my prediction.
The difference between Trump to the side.
My prediction is, although I contribute to Trump's re-election, I'll contribute financially and prayerfully, and I want him to listen to people like you and me so he gets some better advice. But I'm pretty well guaranteeing if this is the template of people they're going to put forward 1 year from now for the Democratic Congress, you know, conference to decide who's going to run against Trump, I would think we should have a Republican GoFundMe to make sure these nutballs definitely get a chance to actually try to run against Trump. I think we should have a GoFundMe for Ocasio-Cortez. For God's sake, let some of these people run. Because if they do, they're going to guarantee Trump's going to win, sweep the House, sweep the Senate, and the Democratic Party will be history. No one in the right mind will ever vote for the...
I disagree, and I'll tell you the reason why. Two reasons. Uh-huh. Number one, the youth of America cannot be counted on to not know the difference between socialism and capitalism.
Oh no, I agree with you that, but they don't show up.
And number two, here's the second reason, and the second reason is just as important, if not more important,
right?
Voter fraud. We can never allow someone like Ocasio-Cortez to be on a ticket for the president of the United States with the amount of voter fraud that we have seen throughout the last couple elections.
If they
have their person, that person's going to win no matter what. So I disagree with you 100%.
No, I'll tell you why. I agree there'll be voter fraud, but look at the extra millions of votes that were put in for Hillary. Sometimes people voted seven times in Detroit. Some people voted multiple states. They'd get bused to another state to actually vote. But I still don't think it's enough to actually win the Electoral College. And it's my feeling that Trump's going to get reelected. He's going to sweep the House, sweep the Senate, and add, at least in the next year, another Supreme Court justice. And when they're putting all these state laws about infanticide, Roe versus Wade, and this debate is going to go back a lot. Most states, two-thirds of them, will probably declare abortion illegal. I think that's what's going to happen.
I agree. So, I agree that, and you know what? If the Republicans were smart, they would frame the election on infanticide.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at